This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. People in the United States are marking the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on the United States. AP correspondent Julie Walker has a report.
Joseph. One by one, the names of the nearly 3,000 people killed in the 9/11 attacks were read by family, friends, and others, like Austin Ielpe, who was just a toddler when his father, firefighter John Ielpe, was killed.
Mom and I miss you very much every day, and we know you're watching over us. We love you a lot.
The emotional ceremony was taking place at the World Trade Center, while other solemn remembrances were being held at the Pentagon and in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. At the World Trade Center, I'm Julie Walker.
At a Pentagon ceremony, U.S. President Donald Trump addressed the families of 9/11 victims.
For the families who join us, this is your anniversary of personal and permanent loss. It's the day that has replayed in your memory a thousand times over, the last kiss, the last phone call, the last time hearing those precious words, I love you.
The U.S. Justice Department says nearly 300 people, mostly in Nigeria and the United States, have been arrested in a globally coordinated law enforcement action aimed at disrupting a large-scale internet scam. Among those arrested in Nigeria were 77 suspects already indicted in the United States on charges of swindling businesses and individuals through a variety of illicit online efforts, including romance fraud and schemes targeting the elderly. In a rare address to his nation, Cameroon's President Paul Biya says he has ordered his country's prime minister to engage in what he called an inclusive dialogue on the issues that are tearing the Central African state apart. Violence in Cameroon has killed more than 2,000 people. This is VOA News. Britain is getting set for a general election, probably in November, as the political crisis over the country's exit from the European Union shows no signs of easing. Parliament this week was officially suspended until mid-October and will return just 2 weeks before the country is scheduled to leave the European Union. But today there was a court setback for the Conservative Prime Minister Boris Johnson. It came in Scotland. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson's suspension of Parliament is unlawful, says Scotland. A Scottish court has ruled that Johnson's decision to prorogue the lawmakers' forum is unlawful, but has not ordered the suspension overturned. The judges say Britain's Supreme Court must make the final decision. Last week, a court in Edinburgh had rejected the challenge, but that's now been overturned on appeal. A group of lawmakers has challenged the government's decision to prorogue or suspend Parliament for 5 weeks until October 14, arguing Johnson is trying to evade democratic scrutiny. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A coalition of opposition and conservative lawmakers has branded the suspension of Parliament a coup by Johnson and has vowed to take him to court if he refuses to petition for a Brexit extension. For now, Britain's due to leave the bloc on October 31st, but legislation has been approved to prevent an exit without some kind of a deal. Washington is still reacting to President Donald Trump's ouster of his third national security adviser in less than 3 years. John Bolton says he offered to resign on Monday night. Mr. Trump says he was fired. The explanation for Bolton's exit, that his foreign policy views too often veered away from administration policy. Bolton's was apparently the dominant voice, arguing against a planned secret Camp David summit with the Taliban, which President Trump canceled last weekend, saying later that year-long peace talks with the Afghan insurgents were dead. No word on whether the White House will act on the U.S. troop withdrawal that was meant to be part of the tentative deal with the Taliban to end the war in Afghanistan that's almost 18 years old. Tens of thousands of tons of contaminated water from the Fukushima nuclear plant might have to be released into the Pacific Ocean. This comes from Japan's environment minister. The water used to cool damaged fuel cores after the plant was damaged by an earthquake and tsunami in 2011 is being stored in giant tanks at the Fukushima site. But Tokyo Electric Power, which operates the facility, says it will run out of storage space for the water in 2022. The environment minister says he believes the only option would be to drain the tanks into the sea to dilute their contents. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all the hits and more on VOA1.